From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Supreme Court has put the sale of Chrysler on hold. The court granted a temporary stay in the bankruptcy proceeding that would allow the company to be acquired by the Italian automaker Fiat. NPR's Adam Hochberg has more.
Fiat had hoped to complete its acquisition of Chrysler by June 15th, but the deal was challenged by Indiana's state treasurer on behalf of three state pension funds. The challenge contends that the sale of Chrysler is unfair to the company's investors because it puts the rights of several creditors, including the U.S. government, ahead of the rights of investors. The challenge also says Congress should not have used TARP money to finance Chrysler's restructuring. The emergency request to stop the deal ended up before Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who issued a one-sentence order staying the bankruptcy case pending further review. It's not immediately clear when that review will take place. Fiat has said it will back out of the deal if it's not completed by June 15th. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
A decision by North Korea to sentence two American journalists to 12 years of hard labor will be appealed through, quote, all possible channels by the Obama administration. Administration officials said today the president is deeply concerned by the sentence handed down to reporters Laura Ling and Ona Lee. The sentences were in connection with what North Korea maintains was an illegal border crossing by the pair. The White House says the sentencing should not be linked to the current dispute over Pyongyang's nuclear program. President Obama will meet with South Korea's president later this month to discuss recent actions by the North. The Pentagon has completed its investigation into an airstrike in Afghanistan that killed dozens of civilians. The Pentagon spokesman says the review shows that U.S. troops did not follow all the proper procedures during the incident on May the 4th. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has now been briefed on the results of the investigation, which show that there were problems with the way airstrikes against Taliban fighters were carried out. In particular, Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell cited a B-1 bomber that got permission to launch an attack, but then broke away and did not reconfirm its target before dropping a bomb. But Morrell says the investigation found that overall, U.S. troops took great pains to limit civilian casualties. And Morrell stressed the number of Taliban militants killed in the May strikes, quote, greatly outnumbered the number of civilians who died. The full investigation is expected to be released in the coming days. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Members of the Boston Globe's biggest union will be voting tonight on a package of deep wage and benefit cuts designed to prevent the possible closure of the paper. Officials say the vote from the Boston Newspaper Guild comes as the paper owned by the New York Times Company is losing more than $1 million a week. Times has said it needs at least $20 million in annual savings in order to keep the money-losing 137-year-old newspaper afloat. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a point to close at 8,764. The NASDAQ fell 7 points today. This is NPR. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford has followed through on a promise to drop legal challenges in his fight over millions of dollars in federal stimulus funds. The Republican governor's lawyers today asked a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit that had tried to prevent Attorney General Henry McMaster from enforcing a law requiring Sanford to request $700 million for the state's schools. Sanford, a former congressman, objected to the federal government's stimulus program on several levels, claiming that states accepting the money will raise the national debt while devaluing the U.S. dollar. Search teams continue gathering debris from an area of the Atlantic Ocean some 600 miles east of Brazil where Air France Flight 447 crashed last week. 16 bodies have been recovered by French and Brazilian teams. Frank Browning reports.
French investigators say they're encouraged at having located the place where the Airbus A330 hit the sea, thereby increasing the promise that subsurface craft may be able to find the voice and data recording devices that were affixed to the tail of the airplane. Preliminary analysis continues to focus on the likelihood of faulty speed readings from monitors attached to the outside of the plane. Analysts say that the altitude of the plane, mixed with heavy, humid, stormy weather, and false speed readings could well have caused the plane's autopilot to malfunction, leading to loss of control. French submersible capsules are expected in the area tomorrow. So far, none of the recovered bodies have been identified. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Major price drop for Apple. The Cupertino, California-based company said today will cut the price of its least expensive model of its popular iPhone from $199 to $99. Apple said it will also introduce two new versions of the iPhone. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.